mother, a former prosecutor, a Latina, and a proud American. And yes, a proud supporter of President Donald J. Trump.
Gavin Newsom's ex-wife berates California at GOP convention. Guilfoyle, this election is a battle for the soul of America. By Evan Garr. August 26, 2020.
As Commander-in-Chief, he always puts America first. President Trump is the law and order president.
She clearly didn't leave her heart in San Francisco. Kimberly Guilfoyle, who was married to Gavin Newsom when he was San Francisco mayor, but is now in a relationship with Donald Trump Jr., unloaded on California during her fiery Republican National Convention speech Monday night. If you want to see the socialist Biden-Harris future for our country, just take a look at California, Guilfoyle said. It is a place of immense wealth, immeasurable innovation and immaculate environment. And the Democrats turned it into a land of discarded heroin needles in parks, riots in streets and blackouts in homes. The former Fox News Channel personality said the havoc that Democrats have wreaked on the Golden State is a warning of what would happen if Joe Biden is elected president in November. Speaking forcefully, she warned that Donald Trump was the only person who could keep things in check. In President Trump's America, we light things up, we don't dim them down. We build things up, we don't burn them down. We kneel in prayer and we stand for our flag. He is the president who delivers for America, she said. He built the greatest economy the world has ever known, for the strivers and the middle class. President Trump is the law and order president. But look out. Biden, Harris, and the rest of the socialists will fundamentally change this nation. They want open borders, close schools, dangerous amnesty and will selfishly send your jobs back to China while they get rich. They will defund, dismantle and destroy law enforcement. She suggested the Democrats would pave the way for crime and mayhem if Joe Biden is elected. Rioters must not be allowed to destroy our cities. Human sex traffickers should not be allowed to cross our border. The Democrats, she contended, want to destroy this country and everything we have fought for and hold dear. They want to steal your liberty, your freedom, they want to control what you see and think and believe. So they can control how you live. They want to enslave you to the weak dependent victim ideology to the point where you will not recognize this country or yourself, she continued. Don't let the Democrats take you for granted. Don't let them step on you. Don't let them destroy your families, your lives and your future. Stand for an American president who is fearless, who believes in you. Guilfoyle painted a stark contrast between what she said Donald Trump has done for this country and the direction Democrats will take it. The cosmopolitan elites of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden who blame America first are determined to destroy this country and everything we have fought for and hold dear. They want to enslave you to the weak dependent ideology to the point where you will not recognize this country or yourself. America, it's all on the line, she warned. President Trump believes in you. He emancipates you to lift you up to live your American dream. Don't let the Democrats take you for granted. Don't let them step on you. Don't let them destroy your families, your lives and your future. In addition to her former connection to her ex-husband, Guilfoyle has beef with another important California politician, the junior senator and Democratic nominee for vice president. Guilfoyle's stint in the San Francisco District Attorney's office ended in the late 1990s. She moved to Los Angeles and worked there as a prosecutor, but in 2000 sought to return to her former job in San Francisco. That's when things got messy. According to Guilfoyle, an ambitious assistant district attorney blocked her triumphant return. Guess who? Kamala Harris. The bottom line is she didn't want me there, Guilfoyle said in a 2003 interview. She called me and said basically, that I should have gone through her if I wanted to return to the DA's office, and that there was no money to hire me. Harris remembers things differently. She told the Chronicle, I never discouraged her from joining the office. I never suggested to her there wasn't a job for her in the San Francisco DA's office, of that, I'm very clear. Guilfoyle concluded her memorable 2020 RNC speech on an optimistic note. President Trump is the leader who will rebuild the promise of America and ensure that every American can realize their American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream. The best is yet to come.
Leaders and fighters for